KXSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden saying he will withhold certain weapons from Israel if a planned widespread invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza takes place. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
The president says the U.S. will still continue to provide for Israel's defense, like the Iron Dome missile system, but after months of urging Israel to do more to address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, President Biden is adamant. If Netanyahu invades Rafah, the U.S. will not supply offensive weapons to Israel.
Biden making that statement during an interview yesterday with CNN. Back on the stand in Donald Trump's hush money trial here in New York, Stormy Daniels, Trump's lawyers, will continue grilling her under cross-examination. TikTok announcing it'll begin labeling content created using artificial intelligence when it's uploaded from certain platforms. The app saying its efforts are an attempt to combat misinformation from being spread. Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, watch out. You're the latest in line for some severe weather today. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is calling out Donald Trump on jobs and the economy. The president was in Wisconsin yesterday to tout Microsoft's plans for a $3.3 billion AI data center in Racine and to develop job training programs.
My predecessor made promises which he broke more than kept, left a lot of people behind in communities like Racine. On my watch, we make promises and we keep promises.
6 years ago, Trump and Foxconn promised 13,000 jobs in the area. Drivers in Wisconsin now have two new choices for license plates. They raise money and bring attention to suicide prevention and spaying and neutering pets. Fees include a $25 tax-deductible contribution. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Oshkosh Corporation is buying AUSA, a manufacturer of construction, agriculture, landscape, and material handling equipment. AUSA was founded in Spain in 1956. Its sales reached 132 million euros in 2023. Oshkosh Corporation and AUSA have been working together since 2020. The deal is expected to close in 90 days. Terms haven't been announced. The historic Osh Hop is coming this weekend, says Kate Stell with the Oshkosh Public Museum.
We have a really nice variety of properties. So in terms of size and in terms of time period. And we also have some interesting variety of the levels of preservation, if you will.
The historic Parade of Homes will take place from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Saturday. Tickets are available at OshkoshMuseum.org. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
A Bucks player under investigation. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks guard Pat Beverly being investigated by the Indianapolis Police Department for throwing a basketball into the crowd at a fan heckling him. It actually missed, hitting another woman in the head. When the ball was tossed back to Beverly, a video shows he threw it again at her. Beverly already apologizing for being rude to an ESPN reporter after the Bucks' season-ending loss to the Pacers that night. Baseball. The Brewers host the Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. Christian Yelich back at the DH spot after being out since April 13th with a lower back issue.
It's nice to be back out there and be able to help contribute instead of just having to sit on the sidelines and watch. You know, it still sucks sitting there just watching, especially you know, when you feel like you can have an impact in certain spots. Just having to sit there is no fun, so it's nice to be back out there.
Yelich 0-for-5 in Kansas City. The Crew losing to the Royals 6-4. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles, gradually clearing by mid to late afternoon. Our high today, 57, with wind out of the northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight will be clear. Our low, 39. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A sprinkle or two possible in the afternoon with a high tomorrow near 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. Except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian, actor, and Wisconsin native Eric Price and the group Onstage for Cancer stops by to perform live in the studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number 3 of Mino and the Mayor, in a morning that's just flying by. Beautiful out in Green Bay today. 51 degrees, 52 in Appleton, 52 in Oshkosh. We're going to be in Appleton over the next couple of hours planting trees at the park.
Apple trees.
Apple trees in Appleton.
It's a annual event, and they're going to plant trees every year and apple trees and apple. Isn't that a cool thing? Helps nature, gets people involved, and you got to donate too, but that's where we look to Todd. Mm.
Emily Smith joining us from the Green Bay YMCA, talking about a bunch of things, including your big golf outing coming up at Oneida.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks
good morning.
For having me.
You bet.
It's almost golf weather out there.
Who did we, Jim?
You sure were, it is.
Our memories are so bad. You and I worked at a golf tournament at Oneida last year.
It was for a new community shelter.
Oh, was that yours?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was fun. I forgot what hole we had. We have longest drive. What hole did we have?
No, it's a par 3. So
I forgot what we did, but anyway, those are fun.
Yeah.
Those tournaments are great.
Yeah.
The foursomes. When is this thing? Oneida, let me guess. It's on a Monday.
It is on a Monday. It's Monday, June 24th.
Okay.
So we have just a couple weeks to go, and it's called our For the Kids Golf Outing, and all the dollars we raise go towards supporting Camp Unalaya, Camp Wabunsee,
nice.
And our camp program, sending kids to camp.
How many kids have come through Camp Unalaya over the years?
Oh, goodness. Thousands of kids.
Yes.
And we're lining up to have a record-breaking summer with the number of kids coming
wow.
to camp.
And it's nice that COVID thing is over and people are really getting back in. Nobody's afraid anymore. But,
yeah,
we did the father-daughter thing.
Wonderful.
You have a lot of cool things that happen at Camp Unalaya. But this helps support the kids?
Yeah, it supports all of our camping programs, including father-child weekends, father-daughter weekends, our women's wellness weekends, our outdoor education programs. There's a lot of schools around the northeastern Wisconsin that go up to Camp Unalaya and learn about the environment and life skills.
And the rope swing early in the morning when it's freezing.
Or the polar bear swim going in that right. water, right?
That's a great... We're so lucky to have that. It's so close, right? Searing or...
Yeah, I can make it there in about an hour 15. So it's really close.
Right.
And then our summer camp program as well, which is, kids starting at age 7 can go up there and stay overnight at summer camp.
You awesome. Mentioned some other camps. I'm really, really only familiar with Unalaya. What are the other ones that you support?
Yeah, so the Green Bay YMCA has two summer camps. We also have Camp Wabunsee, which is located in Brussels, Wisconsin. It's just, on the way to Door County.
Yeah.
It's right on the bay, and that's our day camp program. And we actually, if you sign up for that for your kid, we will bus your child up there for the day. They, run around, have arts and crafts, boat, all these different things, and then we bus them back down, and you pick them up after your workday is done. So they have a full day at camp, and they do that, Monday through Friday.
Awesome.
Okay, well, that's us. Day camp, and then, of course, Unalaya is the overnight thing, which is just,
overnight.
It's so much fun. So how do we participate in this? The 24th, that's coming up. It's foursomes, I take it?
Yeah.
Check and start.
There's two different ways that you can, well, there's three different ways you can support. Number one, if you want to golf, you can sign up for a foursome. Or you can come just for brunch. So we're doing a program before golf. So for those folks who maybe don't have the whole day to golf, they can come and support camp by going to brunch. We do a program. And then also we're still looking.
They make a good Bloody Mary out there.
They do.
Remember
and well,
yeah.
I don't remember that because they gave us the tickets for the Bloody Mary. And it was early, right? 8:39, John and I go out there. And John gets tickets out there for Bloody Mary. And I said, look, I'll just take a Virgin Mary. I don't want any vodka in mine. John goes,
yeah.
Can you put his vodka in mine?
Well, you're paying for it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
I mean, anyway. By 8:30, you guys have been up for a while. You can handle it.
We got our workout in already.
It's true.
Yeah.
So, all right. So that's a good idea to kind of kick it off with a brunch instead of after golf because, you know, you never know when people are coming in. But
yeah.
Anyway, so you got a brunch in the morning.
So we have a brunch in the morning so people can buy tickets just to come to brunch
right.
And support that way. And then we're also looking for a couple sponsors still that want to be whole sponsors.
Right.
And so that's another way that people can support.
And the cool thing with you guys is it's directly helping kids.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Yeah, money
it's directly
there.
Helping kids.
Yeah. Stays local.
Yeah.
Literally every dollar you give puts a smile on a kid's face, right?
Yeah.
They get to go to camp.
Yeah.
So
how do we contact you, Emily, or the Y, or what? Let's say somebody's listening, they're like, oh, I'm going to get a foursome. And the 24th, I've got nothing going on, so let's golf.
Yeah, so you can email me directly at emily.smith@greenbayymca.org, or you can go to greenbayymca.org as well. And there's links on there to the event.
Okay. And if people want, they can just contact us pass it on.
Exactly.
Fantastic. So what's the schedule now for my swim lessons?
Well, we can get you scheduled as soon as possible here.
Okay. It's going to be pretty quick.
Yeah.
So Emily, really you are willing to teach John at 60, whatever to swim?
Yeah.
We do teach adult swim lessons at the YMCA. I personally probably will not be teaching you.
That's fine.
I don't really like to get my hair wet.
Okay. I don't either, to be
you
honest.
And John,
with you.
Yeah. Okay, well, you should be teaching him.
I'm going to wear one of those hats. I'm gonna call those, yeah.
But I was telling
swim
him.
Caps.
Swim caps.
Right. But there's beginner lessons for all sorts of people. So there's beginner for adults.
Yeah, there are beginner adult lessons.
He wants private because he's, you know, look at him.
Well, we could probably get that figured out for you.
We
do teach private swim lessons for kids, so I'm sure we could do that for adults.
Because we were kind of talking about the whale earlier. I don't know, that has nothing to do with this, but it's private.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we have a warm water pool downtown.
Right.
And I'm wearing a wetsuit. I am. I'm wearing one of those immersion suits. And the diver told me about those. We're talking about that. So I'm going to be a scuba diver. I am. I'm going to learn how to scuba dive.
We actually are doing a lot of learn to swim, our safety around water programs right now and learn swim programs as well throughout the community.
Awesome.
We just partners with Boys and Girls Club for that too.
Do you guys have scuba lessons in your pool?
I don't believe
so. Because you were saying that, Jim.
Well, they rent the pool, like the scuba people.
Oh.
You guys don't teach scuba diving lessons,
no.
But you will rent your pool to someone because when people learn the scuba dive, they'll start in the pool because it takes fear away. But then you're out at the quarry pretty quick. Like, I think it's like two lessons and you're out in the real world. So, do you scuba dive?
No.
I can't believe your parents
do. I don't like
to
get my hair wet.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. I was listening, but I didn't write that down.
I run the pool program for the Y, but I don't get in the pool.
I do not run the pool
program. I do not get in the pool.
I was a lifeguard many years ago, actually, when I worked at Camp Unalaya.
Really?
I was a lifeguard because, you know, water safety is very important up there.
So did you stay up there then during the week or did you go back and forth?
So I worked as a summer camp counselor for 2 summers up at Unalaya.
Neat.
And part of that was also being a lifeguard.
That's
awesome. Stay up there. I lived up there all summer, starting in early June until the end of August. Taking kids out on
that's a great gig.
Doing campfire. It was the best job I ever had.
Oh man,
yeah,
that's a cool. That is.
Yeah, it was
a lot of fun.
So I told you that that's where I met my husband. He was a counselor too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that seems like a Bill Murray movie or something. Remember that Bill? What was the Bill
Sounds
Murray
like
movie?
A Hallmark
Todd.
Movie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Was it called Summer Camp where Bill Murray was a counselor at a camp in like Canada and the people were hooking up and the whole thing at the campfires?
Summer Camp.
Did you ever see Summer Camp?
I did not.
You lived it.
Lived
Summer Camp.
They wrote it about me.
It was modeled after her.
Exactly.
So, but the Larsons, which is your maiden name, have an affinity for the water. Your dad is at Green Bay Paddle and Sail?
Yeah, my dad, Jeff Larson, he works for Green Bay Sail and Paddle. He's the operations director there.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, that's a cool organization.
Oh, I don't know if I can speak too much to what they do there, but they teach kids how to, well, families and kids and individuals how to get out on the water in boats.
Sail. Mm-hmm. Really, it's more sailing, but it
and they do even, water safety as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Even bigger than that, though, they some of these kids don't understand how valuable the water is. They maybe didn't do a lot of swimming or didn't embrace the water. So it's a lot of education because they take some kids that maybe a little lower income and bring them out and have some great, great programs for appreciation of the bay and how fortunate we are. And then teach them how to just sail just on, what are those called? The fish?
The little ones.
What are they called?
The sunfish. Yeah, there
sunfish.
We go.
That's what they teach about. But yeah, that's a cool program. And it's been, you know how the Packers do that give back? They've chosen that organization a couple times. Mm-hmm. So
yep, we've been part of that too. Of give Big Green Bay,
right?
And, you know, I mean, safety around water is huge, and also is very impactful of whether kids participate in activities like going to camp. When you think about going up to Unalaya or Bunzee, where you're on the water and there's boating and there's swimming, we've definitely experienced where kids, maybe a little uncomfortable going to camp because they don't know how to swim.
Sure.
And so making sure that we teach safety around water and how to swim and boating safety and all of those.
I've never been on a sailboat. Have you?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been on a sailboat.
I have. I'm not particularly good at it. But
really? Do you know how to sail?
We gotta,
no.
Oh.
No, but you got to work a little bit.
That's what I mean. It's really
hard. That's the
problem
with going on a sailboat is, you can't just sit and relax. They kind of make you do stuff. Yeah,
you have to practice a little bit of patience, too.
Well, I got a friend. Her family used to do this sailboat race up in Lake Superior. They start like Sault Ste. Marie and go to like Duluth.
Yeah.
And she was talking about times where she got knocked into the water from, is it the boom or something that comes across? And
she
out in the middle of Lake Superior.
Ooh, it's cold.
She should have been warned. But yeah, that thing can move very, very quickly when you untie it. It's like,
yeah.
So I just wanted one other thing on the swimming that I want to get back to. Mm-hmm. All that the YMCA does, and you do so much in the community. We're very fortunate to have five YMCAs in Greater Green Bay. But swim lessons, I would encourage parents because it's fun and your kid's going to be more confident, but they also, there's a ton of jobs for lifeguards. I mean, just, they're always looking for lifeguards. And even in the off season, Tundra Lodge and stuff, those people still will put lifeguards on. So anyway, swim. John, it's going to be great. Your whole world's going to change.
I know.
After you pass the course.
This is going to be your best summer
ever.
I think it is.
Ever.
Once you learn to swim.
Ever.
It's going to open up a lot of. Yeah.
I'm going to get a boat.
Yeah.
Buy a
or
boat.
We can take you up to Unalaya and take you out on the diving rafts.
I would do that too. I would do that.
There's a lot of stuff you can do.
Hey, you know what we got to do though?
Yeah.
We got to get Ed the diver to come up to Unalaya.
Okay.
Because what he does, he goes underwater and he finds all the stuff. Oh. And a lot of stuff, sometimes there'll be bottles and stuff and things. Can you imagine the stuff he would find there?
Up north? Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
These kids would get such a kick out of it. You won't believe the stuff he finds. We're going to set that up. Ed the Diver, if you're listening, we want to set this up. Would that be okay?
Emily,
the kids can all watch him do it.
He goes can down help clean out our swim area.
Exactly.
Well, no, what I think, I think that's going to be educational. Because he also speaks about the environment and, how to properly
cleaning up
fish.
The environment and everything. Yeah.
He finds a lot of fishing lures, like 16,000 or something.
My goodness.
He's found 16,000 fishing lures.
Well, I don't recommend swimming in the lagoon up at Unalaya, but because it's a little murky. But Shoot Pond is pretty good.
He does Shoot Pond all the time.
Yeah, there you go.
He does. He's got that little light that he does, and it doesn't bother him a bit.
And I'm
going to
work
with
him when I learn how to swim.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, the world. Okay, so what else is going on, Emily, at the Y? I mean, you got a ton of stuff.
One minute.
Oh, we'll get one.
Well, I'll just.
Go ahead.
Just note that this summer we have our summer block parties that'll be happening throughout the summer for families at the Y too. So that's another opportunity for people to come out and have great family activities. Camp is big. This is our camp season. So.
And we're going to keep pumping your golf tournament.
He picks the best
music. I don't know this song at all.
No, I bet you've never heard this song.
You're awesome, Emily. Thanks for being here.
GreenBayYMCA.org. They got the whole website. Many things going on, especially the golf tournament June 24th. Support that. Be a team, be a player, or sponsor a hole.
Great.
You
want to
do
it?
You and me?
We'll shut the video off.
We just did it. Thanks, Emily. Come back anytime.
Always. Thank you.
Mine on the Mayor back after this. You can stay there, and I'm sure you will find me.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The weather impacts everything, and the history of windmills includes using the weather. In this case, the wind, to help mill grain and pump water. The modern windmills that you see across Wisconsin today are often called wind turbines. These still use the wind, but now it's to produce electricity. And a new study shows that turbines can also lower the daytime temperature while keeping it warmer at night. The moving air protects crops from frost. It's a weather-ready fact. And Saturday, May 11th, is National Windmill Day. If you really want to celebrate, save June 5th through the 9th. Because it's Windmill Days in Baldwin, Wisconsin, a celebration of Dutch heritage and the windmills in the village. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
We're not at a football game. Okay. That is
every wedding
amazing,
I ever did.
Right?
I had to do this, and we had to get everybody doing it. Right?
Oh my gosh! Yeah. And everybody knows it, and everybody. That's you want to get people off their chairs and onto the dance floor.
Yeah, that'll do it.
A polka or YMCA.
Yeah,
that will do it, especially in Wisconsin. So.
I remember the Packer games when they used to do it. They had 70,000 people doing the thing.
Everybody.
Yeah. I still like that song.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievably
I still want to live at the
popular.
YMCA here in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Remember we talked about that? Where they got that room upstairs. You can see that it's empty.
She was going to look into that for
she
you,
She was going to look into it. I forgot to ask her that.
That's archery now, though, right?
Yeah, something. Yeah. But they just store stuff there. I would love to live at the Y. Would I have my own bathroom? I don't like sharing bathrooms.
No, not.
No?
I upstairs at the...
Yeah.
I mean, that was like... Wasn't that where... not a homeless shelter, but wasn't that like... If you didn't have a home, it's the Young Men's Christian Association, right?
Yeah.
And wasn't it?
Oh, I don't think. I think it was a cool place to live.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, some of those. You ever been to the YMCA in Milwaukee? It's unbelievable. It's like palatial.
And they rent those out?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't think that's the way that started. I'd have to look into that. I don't think so. I think that was more of a,
think
nothing else is working out.
No. It was a cool place to go.
People would. Work and their goal is to live at the YMCA.
It's mine.
I don't think so. Well, I have to look into that one a little bit.
You go
more,
ahead. You look.
She's
into
great.
That.
I mean, she's got
awesome.
Great
she's
energy,
phenomenal.
And I know her parents pretty well. And she's got three other sisters, and they all have great energy, care deeply about the community.
Okay. Got no disrespect. I love Emily. She's great. Bring her in anytime. Not sure I'd want her to be on duty if I was flailing in the water.
No,
because she doesn't want to get her hair wet.
Yeah, I know.
She's the only lifeguard that. Didn't want to get her hair wet.
She was pretty adamant about that.
She's very, very adamant about that. I'm not getting my hair wet.
Yeah.
She may throw you one of those little things and
grab
out of that.
Or
pull yourself up.
Right. Or they can throw out those, what are those things that you, whatever you hold on to, right?
Like a gaffing hook?
Right. But they can throw you out something and you got to swim and find it and keep you buoyant.
I can see her doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
Not getting my hair wet.
She said that a couple times.
Emily is awesome.
Yes.
We got Sean Lynch coming up, Winnebago Bicycle in Oshkosh, which is a pretty interesting thing, huh, Todd?
It's a great shop right next to Wegner Market, which we've had them on before as well. But right on Main Street, they've got all the great bikes.
Yep.
But they also put together great community events to get people out and biking and socializing and really learning the city. So.
And not hardcore biking. We're doing 30 miles today.
Yep.
Yeah. I wouldn't even probably need to wear my padded shorts for that.
No, Jesus.
You know what I mean? You take it easy.
Wouldn't you want to just because?
I would to walk around in them.
Yep.
That Wagner Market is cool. We should really, for one of our Tuesday travels, maybe we could bike with this. We'll have to ask him if he can do something Tuesday around noon. That would be fun to participate
We'll find any day of the week.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
All right. That's awesome. And then we have, this Greg Mills is just to verify your
story.
Okay.
But Sally Struthers knocking me out.
All right.
Yep.
Hey, so. And then tomorrow.
Not a lot of people can say that, I don't think.
No,
by the way.
No.
Hey, by the way, Todd, you mentioned something during one of the breaks here about our Napoleon Dynamite
Poll?
Yeah, so throughout the day yesterday, you guys had a poll because Mino said that everybody's seen Napoleon Dynamite. Jim and I had not seen it, and Jim was pretty adamant that not many people had.
Right, very adamant.
So on the poll yesterday, I think it was 98-2%
it was.
That people had during the show. But we kept the poll going online on our social media, and total 91% say yes, total no. 91%. 91%,
Jim. That's the highest. That's the high water.
Even
mark.
Emily saw it, right?
That is.
Yeah.
That
91% of our listeners.
Things don't go at 91.
And Mina, and I'm sorry, Amanda was getting some grief from our listeners yesterday because she said that it was a bad movie, right?
Right. Yes.
And the listeners were kind of taking her to school on that a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we should have a movie night.
Ooh.
At the Tarleton.
I think
hosted by you guys.
Yes.
And you guys choose two of your, each one a favorite movie.
Yes.
And we play them.
And then we talk about it.
Yep.
Yes.
Napoleon. All right. This one at 91% that I'm in the 9%. I feel like I'm a little bit more connected with people than 9%.
I guarantee you all three of your daughters have seen it.
I want to see that. That would be my movie I would pick. Now he's going to say Pulp Fiction because I thought that was, I turned that off. But you said it takes a while to get into that.
Yeah.
I did not like that movie at all. So I don't even want to see that. Napoleon Dynamite I would see.
Okay. All right.
So what movie, Sound of Music?
Hamilton? I've never seen that.
I can't believe that. Now, that's another 91%. That's another 91% on my side.
No.
Oh,
can you imagine if John chose Napoleon Dynamite for new movie night at the Tarleton and Jim chose Sound of Music? We played them back to back.
I might choose The Big Lebowski.
Oh, that'd be good, too.
Yeah. I'm the dude.
Yeah,
You've never seen The Big Lebowski?
No, yeah.
I think a lot of guys haven't seen The Sound of Music, though.
No.
Oh.
The Sound of Music. We went to that. I remember my dad took us there. When did that come out? I mean, I had to be fifth grade, fourth grade.
65, maybe?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And we went to the theater. It was a big deal. But oh, yeah. That is the best movie. One of the best ever. Just everything about it.
You know, I saw, Jake. My buddy Jake Vandenplas from Farm for Vets in Door County says he can get me a boat.
He can get you on a sailboat.
Oh, get me on a sailboat.
Patriot Racing Project in Door County.
I would do that. I would absolutely do that. Can I be one of those guys with a winch like in America's Cup? You're cranking up stuff and everything?
Sailing is more work than I think you think.
But I'm getting in shape. I think I'd be good at that.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what job I would never want to have, though? Actually, I'll tell you a movie that I did see that you'd be proud of that I saw. Moby Dick.
Yeah.
Okay? Those guys that had to climb the masts and undo the sails up. Who would have the cojones to climb one of those things? Those things got to be 100 feet high over the ocean, and they're just hanging on by their hands.
Why was he climbing the mast in the middle of the ocean? That's all done from.
I think it's when they're taken off from the docks.
These
guys
pull the ropes and then the sail goes up and then the sail goes down.
No.
I climbed a mast to the top. To put a flag up there.
I did too.
To put a flag up there. It had nothing to do with the operation of the sailboat. I don't think you're right on that. I think the guy climbed a mast to put up a flag.
It was to put up the sail. They were taken off from the port. I want to say they're in New Bedford, Massachusetts. Okay.
I thought you got a pulley, right?
And Jim, this was like set in like the 1870s or something, wasn't it, Moby Dick?
They had pulleys back then.
No, they didn't. This guy climbed the top.
So I got to look up.
I saw the movie.
When were pulleys invented?
Were pulleys out when Moby Dick was written?
Okay, there. That I bet you they're the only one Googling that today, I don't think
you're
right.
Those old sailors, even the Navy guys, used to have to climb to the very top of the mast and do the sails.
So they would hook it to their belt? Or how would they? I don't get it.
I'm not a sailor, Jim. I don't know. But I'm just saying I saw the movie and the people would climb. And I think that's the worst job you could possibly have on this rocking boat in the middle of the ocean to climb to the top of the
thing.
It was called the crow's nest.
Yes, I know. But I don't.
Any sailors out there? Do we have any historical sailors out there?
To get the sail up to the top of the mast, isn't that done on the level, on the lower level, and you pull it up?
Okay. And then they need that guy to go up there to attach it. They had, they had to put it on the rings.
Oh, listen, he's got he sailed did. Away. No, I think this is a great.
Oh, say, yeah, Christopher Cross. Hey, welcome back.
Man, you know.
Beautiful May Day here, 1982. How about we set sail with Christopher Cross?
Use the pulley.
Stay with us.
Use the mast.
Gentle music.
All right.
On a Thursday
we'll be right
morning.
Back.
More sailing tips when we come back.
Well, it's not far down to paradise.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans say they're tired of fighting with other members of their own party. All five GOP representatives from Wisconsin voted against removing Mike Johnson as Speaker Wednesday. The Republicans' right wing wanted Johnson out over recent bills approving government spending and aid to Ukraine. Former Wisconsin Congressman and U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Donald Trump has nowhere to go but down, but that President Biden needs to work his way up.
Trump can't win, but Biden can lose, meaning Trump's polling at his peak pretty much in all the swing states. He's basically polling at the best he has, at the best he can get, yep. And Biden's underperforming everywhere.
Ryan handicapping the presidential race at the Milken Global Institute conference this week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Nate Gustafson, the state representative for the 55th Assembly District and Republican from Fox Crossing, has called for the removal of UW Oshkosh staff and teachers who've walked out in protest of the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. The demand was made in an open letter to UW System President Jay Rothman. The most recent pro-Palestinian demonstrations at UWO were Tuesday, when more than 70 students and community members marched through the campus demanding the UWO administration cut ties with Oshkosh Corporation. Appleton International Airport unveiled a new $7.4 million hangar during a ribbon cutting this week. The 31,000 square foot aviation hangar is built to accommodate general and corporate aircraft. Officials say the hangar, which was federally funded, will help manage increased traffic from EAA in Oshkosh and the 2025 NFL Draft in Green Bay. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The Bruce Springsteen movie project Deliver Me From Nowhere is picking up steam. Jeremy Allen White will play the boss, and Jeremy Strong is in talks to play the man behind the boss, manager John Landau. The film is centered around the making of Springsteen's 1982 critically acclaimed album Nebraska. The film is being adapted from the book Deliver Me From Nowhere, The Making of Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska by Warren Zanes. Jeremy Strong is best known for playing Sebastian Roy in the HBO hit Succession. Shaquille O'Neal raised some eyebrows when he posted a message on Instagram saying, "I understand. I wouldn't have been in love with me either. Wishing you all the best. All love, Shaq." Social media speculators were out in force, saying it was probably in response to his ex-wife, Shawnee Henderson's new memoir. Shaq and Shawnee have four children together. "I promise you, I tried really hard to make a free throw joke here, but it just didn't fit. Hang in there, Shaq." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles, gradually clearing by mid to late afternoon. Our high today 57 with wind out of the northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight will be clear. Our low 39 tomorrow. Sunshine in the morning. A sprinkle or two possible in the afternoon with a high tomorrow near 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner.
Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we celebrate nurses, the people that take care of us. It's National Nurses Week. Tune in. We'll join you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. This segment, once again, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm going to be getting them, but this man does have them.
You got to have them. I mean, right, especially if it's your, not your last house, but if... Look, if you're going to spend some money on your house, windows and doors.
Great investment.
It is.
Nothing better.
And not only, it saves you money down the road. That's what I like. And I like I told you, with our house, and I know you've been over there once, it's quieter. And I thought that was a cool thing, too. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of Pella. And I think what I liked about them, and I didn't really know them when I first bought my windows from them. And we did it over a series of years because they didn't have this great financing package when I bought them. So we'd buy it like... Because windows, they're not the cheapest thing. So you want to buy 2, 3, 4 a year, and then the next year, and the next year. But they really come over, and it's free, and they really do some great design work and give you some options, and you talk about it. And then they have plenty of spec homes that you can go to and say, oh, drive by this house, drive by that house.
We had Ben Melkor and Deanna, his wife, on yesterday, right, talking about, you know, curb appeal, and doors are so important. Right. Doors and windows are so important.
And that guy that built that house for options, he has Pella. Remember, yeah, we talked about him.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You want to do that right. So, yeah, that's a, yep, and their customer service is great. They're right here in Green Bay. Yep. So, yeah, I like, yep, love them.
Outstanding.
Yep.
I got this text from Jake. He said, sales get pulled up with a rope called a halyard.
Okay.
Okay. But
the point here, but sales get pulled up. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. And then who attaches them? The guy that climbs that hole, the mast. He climbs up to the crow's nest.
No, see.
Okay.
It's like a triangle, Johnny, right? So they pull the sail up, and then they just tie it off.
Who ties it off? The guy up there?
Not the guy, okay, on the guy, right, on the ship.
I'm gonna get somebody on that knows what we're talking about.
Where do you tie?
Sean Lane, Sean, you a sailor?
I am certainly not.
Okay. Because there's a big sailing club in Oshkosh, right?
Yeah, I think there is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
Sean, find one of those guys that has to climb to the top to tie off the sail.
He's
for
not
us.
Gonna find them because they
He's
don't exist.
Find them.
They don't exist. Sean. Yeah.
One of my employees is a sailor, I think.
There you go.
Thank you, Sean.
Okay. Well, no, not thank you. Just we'll get him on another time. We're going to talk about your bicycle, your Winnebago bicycle.
Or Sean Lynch from a Winnebago bicycle in Oshkosh.
Is that a big thing or what? Bicycling?
Oh, I mean,
it's huge.
I think it is. Yeah. I mean, especially since the pandemic and everything, right, people have just kind of taken to two wheels a lot more. And I go out on the trail here in town all the time, and I just keep seeing more and more people using it, which is really cool to see.
It's cool.
It's awesome, and I'm glad that cities and counties are investing in trails because it's safer than the street. Although with these share lanes, we're trying to accommodate bikes on the streets too. I mean, I just think the cities, you know, I don't know where Oshkosh ranks in the, you know, gold, silver, bronze. I know Green Bay is a bronze city when it comes to the bicycling. Are you guys in that game?
I'm not sure if we are currently. I know that there was plans to continue to expand the infrastructure here. And I think a lot of it just kind of comes down to getting more people aware of cyclists on the road.
Right.
That's really the big key for it. And that's why I always encourage people to not be afraid to, you know, occasionally ride in the road, especially if it's on a road that's not too heavily trafficked. Because if there is someone who is driving on there, they see you on the road and they think, oh, yeah, okay, I got to be aware of this person.
Yeah, and Peter and Tracy Flukey come on here. They say the same thing.
Exactly,
yep, what you're saying, they've said. Yeah. Yep.
And when we were concerned about drivers not seeing bicyclists, so we ran a campaign, it was a few years ago, but is count the number of bicyclists you see on the way to work. And that made people almost look for bicyclists, you know? And because, yeah, I mean, you both have equal share of the road. I mean, not equal, but you both have the right to the road. You have to stay in your lanes. Right. But anyway, I think that's great that we're being more receptive to bicyclists because, I mean, you know, you can get the whole environmental angle that we're not burning up gas and all that, but it also is very healthy for the individual. So,
but what you guys do is pretty cool, Sean. It's like, you know, it's not like these hardcore bike clubs where, you know, we're doing 30 miles today or whatever. This is a real casual community type thing of getting together and just enjoying it, right?
That's really the kind of thing that I've tried to spearhead just with the events that we do throughout the year. We have a series of alley cat races, which are just basically like scavenger hunts throughout town. And then, you know, I also do this bike to work day thing coming up here pretty shortly. And just kind of to help people who are casual riders and support them, because I feel like that's the bread and butter of the cycling community.
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit more about bike to work. These are people who don't normally bike. Is some incentive or what's tell me about that?
Really, it's just kind of it's not like a major event or a huge thing. It's basically just me standing out in the middle of downtown Oshkosh and waiting for commuters to ride by. And I've got a pot of coffee from New Moon Cafe, and I've got my work stand out there, and I can do some quick minor adjustments for you, air your tires, leave your chain. Well, I'll give you some free coffee to enjoy, and we can have some good conversation.
Nice. Oh, that's cool. And I think once people do it, they'll be like, why don't I do this more often? You know, maybe once a week.
I've got people who come pretty much every year, every time I do this, and they're like, I was waiting for this day all year long.
That's fantastic. It's a great community type thing to get involved with, isn't it? I mean, very supportive.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just like a diverse world cyclists. I mean, you get people from all backgrounds, all walks of life, and we've all got varied life experiences. So there's never a short of good stories.
And what's cool about that, it's just regular people. It's not like John wears those little, I don't know, spandex shorts, and you know, you don't have, you know, it's like, come on. These are just normal people.
Jim, if you haven't tried them, don't knock them.
I'll admit they are pretty comfy.
Yeah, are they? It's like a second skin.
Yeah.
Eesh.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you have the padded ones, Sean? I'm trying to find the padded ones.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. 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 Yeah, we got a whole bunch of them. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll look at it. Okay. So, Sean, tell me about.
I could live in spandex. I'm going to come in here in spandex.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious.
Separate rooms. Separate rooms. Sean, tell me about the Slow Roll event. What is that?
Slow Roll. Yeah. It's kind of a partnership between myself and a few other people in town. We kind of do this thing where they work on figuring out the dates and the locations. And then I plan and lead the ride. And what it is everyone just kind of shows up at a location, usually like a restaurant or a bar or something like that. And we get some food, some drinks beforehand, usually starting showing up around 5:30, 6. And then wheels down, we take off at 6:30. And then we do a very short, like 5-6 mile kind of ride, very slow, casual pace. I mean, even kids on kids' bikes are able to, you know, haul right past
me. That's cool.
Yeah, it's a great community building experience. I mean, I think the biggest one that we had was a couple of years ago when Gibson Social Club down here in Oshkosh opened up. We had 320 some riders.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Imagine how I felt just leading that entire crew of people down the middle of Main Street.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Where do you guys go, Sean? What's your route?
It's different every time. Because the location is different every time. So I think the first one here is at Manila Resto in downtown Oshkosh. So I'm probably going to, I might go kind of near the lake here in Oshkosh just because it's a really nice route. But yeah, it's always the third Tuesday of every month.
Oh, fantastic. And anybody can just show up and do it, huh?
Just show up and do it.
Outstanding. You guys got anything else coming up this summer? Because this is the summer of biking.
Oh, yeah. We have actually this weekend here, we're going to be bike packing. So we're taking off from the shop at 2 p.m. ish, maybe 2:30. And going to be riding a little bit north to somewhere on the Wolf River. This one has a little bit of a special theme to it where I'm not telling people where we're going.
Okay. So
we're going to camp out overnight and, you know, carry all the gear on the bikes and then ride back the next day.
That sounds phenomenal. Wow. That's something I would love to do.
We got a whole series of bike packing trips throughout the year. It's a lot of fun.
We're going to Shawnee. We're doing a thing because our meteorologist from Wausau, she's going to leave Wausau and go to Shawnee, and then we're going to leave from here to go to Shawnee. Now, we haven't biked as much as we used to. In fact, we haven't biked in like 30 years.
Like going to school in grade school.
How long do you think it will take us to bike from Green Bay to Shawnee, which is, I think, 42 miles?
Oh, I mean, are you going to be stopping along the way?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, okay. So probably 5-6 hours, I'm guessing.
Whoa! I thought it'd be like 2 hours or something.
If you're doing 2 hours for 40 miles, you're all in the mail.
Okay, really? We can do that. Okay. All right. We got
to. So maybe you guys need to start the night before.
I was going
to
say that. Or
do the show from
our show's over at 9. We'll meet her for dinner.
I told you we could camp, Jim. I told you we could camp.
He did say we could camp.
And you wanted nothing to do with that. What's that?
Slow and steady wins the race.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
All right.
Ooh.
Five or six hours. That's the new name of our show, Slow and Steady.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm slow.
Yeah.
And I'm steady.
So.
Wow. Okay, Sean.
Sean, you're seeing a growth, though, in bicycling?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we've the shop itself has exploded over the last couple of years, and we've done some pretty cool things, especially with the community building. That was really the main thing that I wanted to tackle, because I kind of always felt like it's not enough for a bike shop to give people a bike or an opportunity to buy a bike. They need to give them also an opportunity to ride the bike right. with other people. And I think that whole culture aspect is something that is very important to me and to the shop.
You know, another thing, Jim, we talk about this a lot in the winter when we had Kristen on.
Right.
You know, it used to be, you know, you bring your bikes out and as soon as the snow's gone and then as soon as the snow comes, you put them away. But you guys have so many different kinds of bikes now. It's a 12-month a year sport or activity, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's like fat bikes that you have 4 to 5 inch wide tires and you can ride those all year long, especially in the snow. Kind of keeps you afloat on top of the snow.
It's pretty cool because they get their lights because it gets dark so early, but they go out for rides, you know, after four. After
I want to do that Winnebago thing. Do you guys still do the thing on Winnebago?
On the ride across Winnebago?
Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't the last couple of years.
Yeah, no ice. Yeah.
Actually, what I always do with that one is that we hop along with that whole crew, but then the little group that's with me, we actually peel off once we get to the other side of the lake and we ride up into High Cliff and camp out overnight.
Wow. See, this is what I want to do,
this
Jim.
Guy, yeah,
you don't want any part of this. I want to camp and ride.
Yeah, Johnny, just to save ourselves some time, look at the physique and which kind of shape Sean is in, and look at you. We're both on the screen right now. Kind of says that we cannot do that, but we would like to. That's John's a dreamer, and if you can, what did
what did Zig Ziglar say?
If you believe it, you can achieve it.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's our new motto here.
Exactly.
Besides whatever you just said
before. I'm
going to
get that tattooed on my neck.
Hey, what's...
I am. I'm not even kidding.
Forehead.
Right there.
Sean.
Got 906 over here, and I'm having that right here.
Oh, jeez. Sean, tell us about Winnebago. That's your company, right? Winnebago Bicycle? Is that... What's the name?
Yeah. The Winnebago Bicycle is the name. It started in 2013. The original owner was a guy named Benjamin Rennert, and... he started this shop because he had a really good vision about what a bicycle shop could be, especially in a downtown Main Street area of a nice like Midwestern town. And so he started that and it took off. And then he hired me back in like 2016. It was kind of my day job while I was working on something else for another career. And then in 2020, he decided that he wanted to try some different ventures in his life. And pandemic kind of killed my other career. So then I was like, actually, the shop's
not too bad. It pays the bills.
This is for me. So then I took it over, and it's been a wonderful journey ever since.
Did you know that my family, my ancestors, used to own a bike company in Italy?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mino Bikes. That is true. A lot of stuff he says isn't, but that is true.
We're in Italy.
Northern Italy.
Northern? Okay.
Yeah. Mino Bikes.
The Mino Bike Company. They used to be in the Tour de France and everything like that.
But
interesting. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, right.
But hey, when you see my calves, you'll understand.
But with some of the bookkeeping there, they're all in jail now. Yeah. But they're good people though. Nice people.
Absolutely.
So tell me, how do we get a hold of you, or how do we find out? Once a month you're doing these rides. You do these the bigger things, the camping. Mm-hmm. Website, phone number, how do we find out about up on this?
There's plenty of ways to do it, actually. So we have our website, www.winnebagobicycle.com, or also bagobikes.com. And on there, there's like the about thing, and there's a tab for like special events or something like that. And I've actually got a graphic that lays out every event throughout the year. And then there's also Google Calendar with more information. And then some of the Google Calendar events will take you to the Facebook event pages, which I'm told you don't need to be a user of Facebook to be able to view them, so that's good.
Hey, do you have one of those tents that you can just pretty much throw together real quick?
Oh, I'm not a tent guy, dude. I need a hammock. I cannot lay on the ground.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, okay.
Yeah, year round too, like winter and everything. I got to be in a hammock.
Wow, did you ever winter camp?
Oh, all the time.
That's I told Jim that I used to do that when I was in college in northern Minnesota. He doesn't believe me that you can camp in the winter.
Okay,
it's the best time to do it.
Absolutely, no bugs.
No bugs, no bears to worry about. You're fine.
Absolutely. Watch him. You still don't believe me.
No, I think he was.
I think Mino just found a new friend.
I do. That's great.
We're going to hang out together.
Yeah, man.
What are you doing from 6 to 9 every morning?
I'm telling you, if you ever winter camp, you would love it. When you're sitting out there, you've got a big bonfire going, and it's so quiet and so peaceful out in the woods, you can't believe it. Have a good sleeping bag and do whatever. Tell them, please back me up on this, Sean.
It's a different kind of quiet when the snow is absorbing all that sound. It's so cool out there.
It really and truly is. We're going winter camping.
I sometimes go for a walk
No,
in the winter, and it's very peaceful. I agree with the whole peace thing of snow and quietness.
In the woods, in the middle of the winter, is the coolest place you'll ever be.
I still think there's animals.
There's no animals.
Yeah, there are. They're like
they're hibernating.
No, I don't think so. Like opossums. Don't. I don't think.
Oh my god.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for possums.
Believe me, they have more teeth than any other animal in America.
I had a buddy lost his face to a possum winter camping. Yeah.
See, I heard about that. I heard about that. They have two rows of teeth, Johnny, on the top and on the bottom.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Say what you want.
Hey, Sean Lynch, Winnebago Bicycle Company in Oshkosh, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Everybody.
WinnebagoBicycle.com.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Supertramp.
Yes.
I love these guys. Hey, I think they're coming to the Meyer. Not them, but they're, was it Roger Hodgson?
Tribute band?
Tribute band's coming.
All right.
I think we should go to. I love those guys.
You called Mino a dreamer, and so that's why I had
to watch. I don't know if that was Zig Ziglar's play music, but that, yes.
Okay.
But John, like he said, like Zig said, if you can dream it, you can achieve it.
All right. So. Now, you think some of my stories aren't truthful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I've got my good buddy Greg Mills from Los Angeles, or actually from Scottsdale, Arizona, right now, who I work closely with for a lot of years. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, John and Jim.
All right, okay, Greg. I you sound like you're a real person. I didn't know if John was kind of pulling one of these AI things on me. So
I
confirm that he has lots of stories. Some of them are true.
Okay, all right, we're on the same page there.
No, true or not story. And by the way, I put your pictures of the rattlesnakes in your yard on my Facebook last night. For people to believe
that.
Yeah, those are some nasty looking rattlesnakes you've got in your yard there, my friend.
Believe me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Believe me.
Wow.
What, I just got to ask before we get to John's embellished story. These rattlesnakes, like, do you think of moving or what? Because John said they're a protected species. You can't take their head off?
Yeah. Well, talk to some of my neighbors, and they take care of them different ways than we do. But my wife would shoot me if we took care of them the way some of my neighbors do. Anyhow, and it's not like every day by any means. We've seen four or five since we've moved to Scottsdale 3.5 years ago. But it's always a surprise. I mean, because as you know, they blend in so well. Yeah. And the one that John showed the other day, I mean, I just looked it up the cover on my grill, and I had been standing next to it. I mean, like 3 inches away, moving something a moment before, came back, pulled the cover up, and there he is. And oh, man.
Man.
And it was bad. Anyhow,
I would have turned on the grill.
Remove, but.
But you could eat those. You can eat rattlesnake, right? You can eat that?
So I've heard. It tastes like chicken, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard it says that. I don't know anywhere that's actually done it. No, it's one of those things.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
But I give you credit. That one really nasty-looking one that was under your pool cover last year, mm-hmm. Greg took one of those things like we used the other day for picking up garbage around town. Wow. He's got one of those. He took it, put it in a bucket, put it in his car, and drove it out to the desert. Right, Greg?
And I've done four of those. But I got to tell you, my wife always goes really slow. We live half a mile from the Tonto National Forest, and that's where we take the snakes. But just taking it. I mean, they are not happy. And you're holding the cover on that, and my wife is driving, and she goes about 2 miles an hour. And
yeah. Everything, okay, I got
let's,
one
let's
of those.
Do it. Let's do it. Yeah, yeah. So, anyhow, but I am not going to do any more because we had the snake guy out because we have a mesh thing around our yard now, and not supposed to get snakes in there. So he removed it for free. And I asked him the one question I've had. I said, you know, I've moved four of them, and all four of them were easy to grab on the first try. What if I don't grab it on the first try? He goes, then you've got a problem.
Wow.
So now on, we've decided I am not moving anymore because they will lash out at you, and that's probably not good.
Wow. I just, you know what?
I want to hear about Sally Struthers.
So we're playing this celebrity softball game in Tucson. I'm playing third base. Sally Struthers, who was, how shall I put this, stout at the time?
Yeah.
She was not dainty or petite.
I think when people were saying, when she'd say, oh, please send money to feed the kids, I think she was taking some of that and feeding herself. I'm just going to say that.
But she
hit this pop-up to me, and I'm under it, and I catch it. And the next thing I know, I didn't realize that as soon as she hit it, she started running out towards me, and I didn't see it. And she jumps. I mean, she's only like 5 feet tall, maybe. And her knee came up and caught me unawares right in the groinal region, like you can't believe. Knocked me down, and I couldn't breathe. You ever have that where it's like,
no.
you try to breathe, you can't breathe? And people thought I was joking. Oh, okay, John, why don't you get up? No, let's play. And I couldn't get up because I couldn't breathe, and she was still laying on top of me. True story, Greg?
Greg,
yes,
did you witness that?
I did witness it, and she... Yeah, and keep in mind, again, she's like 5 feet tall.
Tiny.
Right.
Yes. And the whole...
And secondly, going towards third base as opposed to first. But anyhow.
Yes. Yes. But she literally knocked me out. Sally Struthers did. And then gave me a big kiss. Yeah.
True story,
yes,
Greg?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That really happened.
It was, yeah, I will take the word alleged off of it and say it is true.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. You sound like an honest guy. All right.
There you go.
His first honest story today.
I was going to say, we've been working together for a while, and it's, and sometimes I get these texts at home, and it's like, you know, I don't know what happened, what John said. Then I never got to come back here and hurt his feelings. But,
hey, you know, you're talking about the rattlesnake. So Greg and I were talking about this a little bit on the phone yesterday. When I was working at Tucson, I was going back to the station with a photographer out there covering high school football, right, Greg, in the early mornings?
Exactly.
And there's this big rattlesnake coiled up alongside the road. So we stopped, we got out, we videoed it, where I'm like interviewing the snake, kind of doing that stuff. And so, you remember that, Greg?
Oh, that's
funny. True story.
I do remember another true story.
Yes,
absolutely.
Wow. But it must have just eaten something because it didn't want anything to do with us. It must have just eaten a gopher or something. So we pulled up alongside of it. And I'm in the car now, leaning out the window. And I rolled up some paper notebook and I was like dropping on its head. Things see if we get to move. So then I took a coat hanger and I unfolded a coat hanger and I tickled the back of its neck and it whirled and snapped at that thing. And Greg, I don't know if you remember what I did. I sat back, I rolled up the window, I locked the door, and I go, 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 go.
He's on to me.
I locked the door.
Wow. As far as I know, they're not adept at opening doors.
I wasn't taking any chances.
You know,
because he just decided to himself, okay, I'm done with you.
Right.
Buddy. Yeah.
You know that.
You don't agitate.
No.
Don't agitate those.
Well,
buttons.
Sometimes you read those stories where somebody will be out in Yellowstone or something, and now it's not the coat hanger, but they go with their phone, they get really, really close, and then they get like bit or eaten.
Yeah.
And some of us who are sitting, you know, in our sofa is like, God, I deserve that,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't think you've ever had as much empathy as or sympathy, I guess.
Yeah.
Let them alone. But I just got to ask you, when you took those snakes off of your property, took them out to the
National
Forest and let them go, did they ever come back at you? Because they're kind of upset that you're
relocating
them.
Yeah, when you overturn the bucket, what happened?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, here's the thing. My wife got upset because what I do is I have, you know, those round buckets that, you know, 3 or 5 gallon buckets.
Right.
From
Menards or whatever.
Anyhow, and I just toss the bucket.
Sure.
Because that's
I don't want
smart.
To take the top off. And,
okay.
And so I do it from like a foot up, you know.
Got it.
A foot from the ground.
Okay.
But to do it, so it'll take the top off and it'll go. And she doesn't like it. She thinks I should lay it down. And no.
You're a smart guy. All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
But no, they do. They go the other direction.
All right.
Thank God.
Yes.
All right. Well, Greg Mills, thank you for verifying my stories.
Yes.
My pleasure.
You're believable, Greg. All right. Well, good luck in that's Scottsdale, right? That's where you are, Scottsdale?
No, he's got a beautiful house in Scottsdale. It's a beautiful place. Wow. It's unbelievable. Yeah. All right, Greg. Thanks for joining us, buddy. Thanks.
Take care.
Take care. Okay. See ya. Yeah. All right. Look at the time. We got to head to Appleton to plant some trees. Apple trees in Appleton. We're on our way. I'm hoping to go to the event tonight over at the Daily Buzz, too.
Oh, that
suicide prevention lady.
Yeah,
I want to see her. I want to listen to her talk.
And I've got my show tonight. So, yes, a lot going on today.
Back in tomorrow morning. Thank you very much, Todd. Thanks for doing a great job. All the great guests, JJ Corn, Turtle Knight, Emily Smith, Sean Lynch, Greg Mills. Back in tomorrow morning. See you. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning on Up North News Radio. So what if it's not summer yet? We're starting things early by setting sail on a musical yacht rock cruise.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.